By this summer, drivers will be navigating miles of orange barrels and concrete barriers as construction on the massive overhaul of I-4 gears up. Just anticipating the backups has drivers groaning about their commute. As 90.7's Catherine Welsh reports, engineers say it will be worth it.
Lisa Martinez pumps gas as I pose to her this question. So when I say I-4 construction 6 years, your thought?
Horrible, miserable, and a lot of angry drivers.
She thinks there will be road rage as the construction drags on. Jose Acosta worries about how drivers will navigate around it all.
I didn't think it could get worse. So, I mean, it's going to affect too many people.
It will affect a lot of people. An estimated 200,000 drivers travel that stretch of the interstate every day. And the I-4 Ultimate is ginormous. 21 miles, 56 new bridges, 140 bridges getting a makeover, 15 major interchanges getting a facelift, flyover ramps, expanded side roads, and 4 toll lanes.
My boys, who don't really know I-4 today, they will never know the I-4 that I know. They will only know this new and improved interstate.
Project managers like Lorene Bobo have been working and thinking about making over I-4 since the late 90s. They've broken it down into 4 segments: around the attractions, downtown, the Ivanhoe area, and the Altamont area. To wrap construction in 6 years, crews will work on all 4 segments at once. Bobo acknowledges that it will be painful, but worth it.
We needed this 27 years ago, so let's just get it done. Pull off that Band-Aid.
To commuters worried about bottlenecks, she promises the same number of lanes will be open most of the time. But drivers will need to stay on their toes because traffic patterns will shift from one day to the next. She'll know how it's going because I-4 is part of her commute, too.
As an engineer, you can't help but pay attention to the what we call the maintenance of traffic, the barrels. I try to put on my everyday person glasses when I'm driving through. You know, I know what our intent was, but is that what I'm really seeing?
Traffic isn't the only thing commuters are complaining about. There will also be those 4 toll lanes running down the middle of I-4. The toll price will go up as more drivers merge on. The goal is to constantly maintain a sweet spot where there are just enough drivers, but not too many, to make sure traffic is always flowing at around 50 miles per hour. The toll lanes are mockingly called Lex's lanes for their costly tolls, which Bobo says could reach $15. For some drivers, paying more will be worth it. Bobo thinks about when she'd be willing to pay the toll to zoom past traffic during the afternoon crunch. She has 2 boys in daycare, and if she's late and caught in traffic...
Every minute I'm late is $2 a minute. 5 minutes late is $20. If I'm running late from work at a meeting, I might make the decision that day that it's worth it for me to get into the express lanes and pay, you know, $4 or $5 to get to where I need to go, because it's less than the $20 if I'm late.
To guide drivers onto the toll lanes, Bobo says there will be spires marking the way.
You can see up ahead, oh, okay, you know what, traffic's starting to back up. I see some spires up ahead. Maybe I'll look at getting into those lanes.
Bobo says I-4 Ultimate is just one piece of a plan to try to rein in traffic. There's a plan beyond the Ultimate that's actually called Beyond the Ultimate that stretches the project to the east and west. But before we start talking about that, she says let's first get through the next 6 years. Catherine Welch, 90.7 News.